For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull with breaking news. In his final minutes as president, Joe Biden granted Leonard Peltier clemency Monday. The AIM activist had been serving two life sentences for the 1975 murders of two FBI agents on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Peltier had long maintained his innocence and had supporters from many tribal and world leaders and the former U.S. attorney who prosecuted his case. In a statement, Amnesty International says President Biden was right to commute the life sentence of Peltier, quote, given the serious human rights concerns about the fairness of his trial. We'll have more on this in the next National Native News broadcast. Ahead of the inauguration, people marched to the Lincoln Memorial Saturday, where they raised concerns about women's rights, the environment, immigration, and other issues. Demonstrators included Christina Diego, a member of the Colville Tribes. She moved to Washington, D.C. from Seattle to work on Indian health care issues.
We're all upset at the lack of policies and systems that support the mass population, and we're all upset and hoping for a better future.
Diego wants to advocate for the protection of health care for American Indians and Alaska Natives as the Trump administration takes office. Other demonstrators traveled from states across the country, including Arizona. Antietta Casada, Mexican-American, is concerned about immigration policy.
We have a lot of family who have crossed over before and who honestly cannot cross over right now. So it's been really rough. That's what we're marching for today.
National groups were among those representing their organizations, like the Sierra Club. Elizabeth Scrafford is its Western Field Director. She says the organization is an ally of tribes, which have been
longtime natural protectors of our land, and how we learn from that wisdom and how can we move together to try to protect the environment.
And Brittany Murray of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream was helping hand out free Peace, Love, and Ice Cream cups.
Ben & Jerry's support the people. They fight for our rights. They want equality for everybody. So they're down here marching with everybody. We're just here to meet them at the end to give out ice cream.
The march is said to have attracted thousands of people to the nation's capital ahead of Donald Trump's next term as president. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy's staff says they haven't heard back from Trump's transition team about his Alaska Federal Transition Report, a 27-page wish list the governor sent to the incoming president just after his election. One of Dunleavy's top priorities is a request to reverse Biden administration policies that restrict oil development and return control of subsistence hunting and fishing to state management. KNBA's Rhonda McBride reports.
When the governor floated some of these proposals in the past, opponents didn't take them seriously. They said they amounted to political posturing. State Senator Donnie Olson says some of the oil development proposals might help his district on the North Slope, but he's worried about Dunleavy's push to return fish and game management to the state and do away with the Federal Subsistence Board. He recalls the bitter debates in the legislature in the 1990s that failed to reconcile state and federal laws and ultimately led to a dual system of fish and game management.
What I want to do is look forward and continue to move Alaska forward. Last thing I want to do is go back to those type of days.
The Dunleavy list of priorities also asked Trump to reverse Biden administration policies for Alaska on land into trust and Native allotments. If that happens, that might squash the Aklutna tribe's plans to build a small casino near Anchorage. The Alaska Federation of Natives has been working on a response to Dunleavy's request to the Trump transition team. When asked for comment, Dunleavy's spokesman Jeff Turner said the plan speaks for itself. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
And I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios in Eugene, Oregon.